Mishnah says in Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, talking about Nisach HaMayim, that Kamaseo B'chol Kach Maseo B'Shabbos, whatever you did during the week, they did on Shabbos as well, except that on Erev Shabbos, they would fill up a Chavos Shel Zav, a golden Chavos with the Mayim, and they would leave it in the Lishka, and then they leave it overnight in the Lishka, then they would use this water for Nisach HaMayim on Shabbos. So the Aderes in the Sefer Ovi Arach asks a Gevaldik Akasha over here on the Mishnah. He says like this, the Mishnah, the Gemara says in Nida, Dafid Zayin, that there's certain things that if you do them, it's a sakana, mischai benafshe. One of them are a person who drinks mashkin, mezugin, sha'avar len halayla, b'kli mateches. If a person leaves a liquid in a metal kli overnight and you drink it, it's a sakana in mischai benafshe. So in fact, the Aderes, so how could they leave the water in this chavash alzav overnight and then use it for on Shabbos and Nisach HaMayim, l'char it's a sakana, it's a mischai benafshai, and it should be aser to drink it. Now, what are you going to tie up? That why is that a problem? It's aser to drink it. We're not talking about drinking it. We're talking about being menasach on the mizbeach. But the Aderes says we know that once it's aser for us to drink it, it's aser to be makarv it as well because of the din of mashke Yisrael. You can only be makarv something which is mutter li Yisrael. If it's aser b'achila, then it would be aser b'hakrava. And you see this beferish in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi learns what's the reason why mashkin megulim are possible for the Mizbeach, not like Rashi. Rashi says that the Eres is mashum to the Shir, whatever, it's a problem of Shir. The Yerushalmi says it's a problem of Mashke Yisrael. Since we can't drink the Mayim that has the venom of the snake in it, therefore it's possible of Gavaya. Anything that we can't drink, you can't bring on the Mizbeach as well. So Mamela, fact that there is, how could they use this Mayim that stayed overnight in a Kli Matachas, L'chayr should be a Sakana based on that Gemara Nida. So what the Aderes wants to say, he answers that from here you have a Raya, that Gemara Nida is limited to Mashkin Mezugin. Stavka, some type of juice, something which is mixed with water, that's what means Mashkin Mezugin, but water itself, plain water left in a Kli is not a problem. The Gemara doesn't say Beferish Mayim is a problem, so he wants to be Mechadish from our Mishnah, that Mayim in a Kli Matachas overnight is not a problem, it's only an Isser if you drink some type of Mashkin Mezugin, some type of juice or some type of wine which is mixed with water. And from here he says, there's a kasha on the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, because again, from the Gemara, you don't see the Mayim itself as a problem, but the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in his Halachas, in the Dvar Masur Mishum Sakana, he says, Beferish, he writes this in parentheses, that even Mayim itself would be also as well, not just Mashkin Mezugin. He wants to say that even Mayim would be a problem. So that there says from our Mishnah, you have a Raya, not like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it's Mucha from the Mishnah that Mayim is not a problem, or else it would be Shver how you could leave this Mayim in the Chavis overnight. That's the Raya that there is. But the Marsham, this is in his Sefer Yerdei, on the Maftechus, the Simen Ches, he says he can be Mancha the Raya that there is. Maybe this is not a Raya, and he answers up the Kasha on the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, because he says, La'olam, he could say that even straight water in a Kli Matachas overnight is a problem of Ruach Ra, and you're not allowed to drink it. But he said, but over here we're talking about in the Beis HaMikdash, and perhaps in the Beis HaMikdash there is no Ruach Ra. The Ruach Ra is not sharing the Mikdash, there's no Rishus for the Mazikim to go in, and therefore in the Mikdash we don't have to worry about Ruach Ra. The Mikdash is Shamar Min HaMazikin, and that's why over here it's Mutter, but in a regular case, in your private home, it would not be a problem. So, Paldeke Machloikes, Paldeke Chiddush on the Marsham, Yesadis Nek Machloikes between the Marsham and the Aderes, whether the Mazikin and the Ruach Ra have the Rishus to go into the Mikdash or not. According to the Marsham, they can't. According to the Aderes, apparently, they could. And I thought you could maybe bring a Raya to the Marsham that the Mazikin can't go into the Mikdash from a Ravid in Maseches Tamid. The Mishnah in Tamid, the Gemara in Tamid, Daf Chav Ches, brings down the Mishnah that when the Levim were being Shomer in the Mikdash, the Ish HaRabayis would go around to make sure that nobody fell asleep during the night while he's being Shomer. And the way he would tell if they're sleeping is he would go over to every Levi, he would say Shalom Aleichem. If he didn't answer him, he knew he was sleeping. And then he had Rishus to wake him up and hit him and make sure he woke up. So, in fact, the Ravid Akasha, the Ravid says, how could the Ish HaRabayis say Shalom Aleichem to this Levi at night? The Gemara says in Megillah, the Inalada Asalit and Shalom Lechaver Balaila, Hashinun Shema Shedhu. You're not allowed to say Shalom to your friend at night. Maybe it's not really your friend, maybe it's a shade, and you can't give Shalom to a shade. So therefore, you're not allowed to say Shalom Balaila. So how can you say Shalom to these Levim over here when they're being Shomer? Zakti Ravid, Apeldek Chiddush, he says, it's not a problem because Ba'azara, they didn't have a Rishus to go in. Ein lem Rishus likanis, there's no Knisa for the Mazikin in the Azara, so you don't have to worry about Shadim. So anywhere else you have to worry, maybe it's a Shade, but in the Mikdash, you don't have to worry about Mazikin, you don't have to worry about Shadim because they don't have a Rishus to go into the Mikdash. So what do you see from the Ravid? That the Mazikim and the Shadim don't have a Rishus to go to the Mikdash. And L'chair, this is the right to the Marsham, that there's no Ruach Ra in the Mikdash, like you wanted to say. Perhaps it can be Mechalik between Mazikin and Ruach Ra. Maybe Mazikin can't go in, Shadim can't go in, maybe Ruach Ra could. It's possible that there's Chilukim, Eilanu Chelik ben Istaris, but Al-Kopanim, there's a smach from here to the Shita of the Marsham, that Mazikin and Ruach Ra are not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash.